Hi everyone, welcome to the quick start challenge about Kinect V2 sensor and Open Framework. Let's jump directly in the code, or almost. First of all, you need to install several things to start. One, of course, is the Kinect. You need to have a Kinect V2 sensor and install the latest SDK for the Kinect is the link on the website. Of course, for this session, we are going to use Open Framework, so you need to install Open Framework. What is Open Framework? Open Framework is an open source library, a C++ toolkit for creative coding. And it's pretty easy to use with C++ to display images, some shape or geometrical shader on a single application, single screen. Let's see that in detail. Of course, you have to install Open Framework, and you can fork it from GitHub, from the GitHub of Open Framework. But for this session, I forked Open Framework from MS Open Tech website, GitHub, and I use a special branch here. It's a universal. The universal branch in GitHub Open Framework from MS Open Tech is the last branch we work on for creating universal application. That means application for Windows Phone and Windows. Of course, it's Windows 8.1, Phone 8.1, running on that we name modern application WinRT. All the source code I will use and create today are already on the MS OpenTech repo on GitHub, OF Kinect demo, and you can fork it and install and work exactly as I will do today. Of course, all the information about that are available on the Microsoft Open Technology website, and you have, of course, the blog where we publish news about Open Framework, and you have project and project device apps. And here you have the news about what's happening on the graphic stuff or gaming stuff like Cocos, for example. And you have a bunch of tutorials like tutorials with Open Framework. And of course, the today tutorial will be posted on this page later. So let's start with Open Framework. When you start with Open Framework on the repo, you see here on my GitHub repo, Open Framework, you have a special folder named Project Generator. In this, you have an application, and that application will help you to create projects for Open Framework. I really advise you to use this Project Generator. For this one, let's start with an MVA Kinect project. Okay, it's pretty easy to use. Just push the button, generate project. Yes, it's done. So right now, if I move to the apps directory, my apps directory, there is a new directory, MVA Kinect here. So it's pretty simple. You have only one solution, open it. It's a solution for Visual Studio 2013. And it's an universal app solution, as you can see here. You have the Open Framework itself. We don't do that. And you have here the solution with the phone, so we can remove, in fact, the phone, because Kinect is only working on USB-free port, only on desktop, not on Windows Phone, right? So I can remove this guy, okay. Set this guy at the startup project. And all the source code are located in folder source in the share content. So I will move this guy to my Windows 8.1 solution. So right now I can close this one, can close this one. All is here. Open Framework application is based on a simple, very simple application. So you have the, of course, the main, depending if you target WinRT of Win32, okay, we are going to start in this kind of window. why not? And you see here, open Run application, a new OF app. The OF app is defined in this file, OF app classes. I will increase a bit the size of my code, as you can see better. Okay, so it's an OF-based application, and they contain mainly three main methods here: setup, update, and draw. Of course, when you start the application, the setup method is called, and you set up all the stuff you need. And after, you enter in a loop: update, draw, update, draw, update, draw. You update positioning, you update texture, you update all need you do. And in the draw method, of course, you draw on the screen the results. There is here some other useful method, like about the keyboard, about the mouse, about the fact we resize the windows, etc., etc. If you are not familiar with the Open Framework, let's code a little test here. Just define an OF point. Oops, it's better. Yes, with this guy, and name it PT. Okay, and let's start to display something on the application. So at the setup, we can say, for example, pt.x equal 150. Okay, pt.y equal 152. Okay. On the update, we can move the position, but I just want to display something at the screen, like for example, on the, oops, I forgot the cursor here. Oh, yes, there I go. On the OF sphere, for example, yeah. And when I draw an OF sphere, I can position it on pt.x, pt.y. Oops, there's a mistake here. Okay, the last one is the Z. So Z is zero, for example, in this case. And the radius will be 100. Okay, so I set up. Here I don't do anything in the update. And in drawing, I will just draw a sphere here. Let's try this guy. Yes, build it. Okay. I can close this one. I can close this one too. Yes. Does this guy starting? No. Oops. Deploy succeed, but I don't see any application right now. Come on, you can do it. Deploy start. Huh. Oh, yeah, it is. Well, not so exciting, but we just draw here a sphere. It can be a better rendering if I say, for example, OF no fill here, for example, just to have the, oops, okay, start again, yes. Okay, so for the guy who don't know Open Framework, it's pretty easy: setup, update, draw, and you have some very useful method like sphere, no fill, this kind of guy, and you have the sphere in 3D here. Okay, so the objective right now is to use Kinect. So the first thing we are going to use is the reference about the Kinect. So I go on property, I go on common properties, references. On these references, push the button new references. And Kinect V2 sensor SDK is installed on my machine. So in the extension of Windows 8.1, I found a Windows Preview Kinect, and you see in the tips here, it's a version for the 8.1. So I just mark this one, and I say, okay. I have to close this one too. Yes, okay. So right now, we reference in a WinRT project, the WinRT part of the Kinect V2 SDK. So it's pretty forward to use. You have to declare some namespace. I will copy that and use in my of.h just after the include. Okay, there we go. So I want to use the Windows Kinect preview. The Windows Preview Kinect, and I name this namespace Kinect, and I use this namespace Kinect, and for later use, we are going to use Windows Foundation Collection, but everything on its time. I will now declare several data, like Kinect sensor. Let's see that in detail. Okay. I want to use the Kinect sensor. I will use in the first test the color frame reader. That means I will display only the color images. I need to use an array here of unsigned char to store the data from the frame, the color frame. And I will copy the data, the color frame, in the OF texture. And when I have the OF texture, I can use this texture to display the video or to add the texture on any kind of object I will draw on my scene. So let's go, let's save that. Let's go on the code. For the setup, the thing I need to do is to initialize my sensor. And just say here on the Kinect sensor, there is a static method named get default. Okay, so I have the sensor. Right now I need to open the sensor. Okay, okay. It's okay for the sensor. The other need I need, it's the color reader. Just back to the definition. The color reader, it's a color frame reader. And I use this reader to read each frame the Kinect give me. So here, color reader, yes. With this guy, I use the sensor, okay. On the sensor, there is a method color frame source, yes. This guy allow me to open a reader. Okay, it's done. It's important to see that for every kind of frame, for the color frame, for the depth frame, for the infrared frame, for the body frame, we have always this kind of pattern. Open the sensor, open the reader, and display the data. Okay, so my color reader is ready. I will now define a frame description. It's a reference, so I will use this frame description, and I say it's equal to a sensor. Give me the color, I don't remember, let's see, color, the color frame source, yes. And with this guy, there is another property, it's frame description, yes it is. Okay, so with the frame description, I have the width and the height of the frame, and I can use that to allocate my texture. So my texture color, remember it's a open framework texture here. I can now use allocate to allocate memory for this guy, And he asked me, well, where is the one I want to show you? It's the one with the two sizes. Okay. I will use my frame description. And on the frame description, I have a property with easy. On the, my frame description, I have a property height. Okay. And I have to precise here which format, GL internal format, I will use. It's important to know that the Kinect give me the RGBA format. So it's a GL underscore RGBA. Yes, it is. So I think I'm pretty good here for my texture. And now in my frame I have some data. I will copy the data in an array and use this array with my OF texture. So I have to allocate the color frame data. Remember the color frame data frame, color data frame, sorry. It's an array. So I will copy this guy and let's go to allocate it to. It's equal to ref new platform array. Yes. It's an array of what? It's an array of unsigned. Yes, better. Char. Okay. And how many of this guy I will have in my array? It's the width by the height of my frame by the number of bytes to identify a pixel. And here it's 1, 2, 3, 4. Four. So it's something like FD. I can copy this guy to gain some time. Yes, but it's not a comma, of course. It's this one. And 4 bytes for each pixel. Okay, we are good. We are open. We have opened the sensor. We have an open a frame reader. We have frame description. With the frame description, we can allocate the texture, the OF texture, and we can reserve memory in our array here for the data frame itself. So after the setup, we need to go to the update. And in the update, we have to acquire the last frame. It's something like color frame, yes. It's a reference. I will name AF, and I say in my color reader, give me the last frame. Okay, no parameters. I have to test if the frame is null or not, because sometimes the application is running faster than the Kinect and you have some null frame. It's not a big issue, just you will have the next frame. So test it. PTR equal F. Or in this case, we are going to test the opposite. It's easier. Okay. So my frame is not new. What I need to do? I need to ask to my frame to copy the data to an array. You see here you have several methods to copy the data from the frame to an array to a buffer, raw frame data to an array, or raw frame data. I will copy the convert frame data to an array. I will pass, of course,
let me check that twice. The color data frame.
Yeah, the color. The color data frame, yes. And I have to precise this kind of image format I will use. So it's a color image format, and of course it's RGBA, the same. Okay, so I copy from the frame to the color data frame. Now I have to allocate this data on my texture. So it's something like texture color, and we have a method, it's named load data. Yes, and I load what? I need to load the color data frame. There is some data, the raw data, and I need to precise here the size and the format. So for the size, I will use frame and the frame description and the wave. Yes, I will copy that. Okay, and this guy too. Okay, and the same for the height. And I need to precise here the format. It's a GL RGBA. Okay. If you mix the different format, you can have very strange behavior and results. It's done for the update. We're almost done. Can we move that? So for each update, I ask for the last frame. I test if the frame is not null. I copy in the array and I load the data from the array on my texture, on my OF texture. Yes, look good. And now it's the drawing time. So first of that, I have to test if my sensor is ready. So test if sensor it's a pointer is available. And in this case, I will do the inverse. So if my sensor is not available, I will just display a message on the screen with OF draw bitmap string. Okay, my message will be something like Kinect not ready. And I have to position this guy, for example, on 50 on the screen. Else, that means my sensor is ready and I will just display the texture. So the texture color dot draw. And he asked me where you want to draw this guy. And I can say here 0, 0 if I want something in total screen. But in this case, I will use 150, 150, and I will draw for, I don't know, something like 600 pixel and 350 pixel height. I think we are good. Let's try to build that. Oops, no, build, yes. Okay, building process. Okay, look good. Okay, there is some several warning, but nothing very important. And to succeed, okay, let's run. Okay, my application is asking me if I can use a webcam, blah, blah, blah. Yes, hello. Okay, here I am. So we have, sometimes it's waiting because I'm a remote connection with my computer, and sometimes we have this kind of behavior. But it's working well when it won't. Oops. No. Huh. let's start over. The configuration with the remote desktop is not the best one with the Kinect. Oh, we have an issue here. Let's start again. Yes. Okay, we are. It's working, but sometimes it's blocking. Never mind. So right now, that we display the texture, it's important to know that it's totally fine if I want to use this texture on the sphere. I mean, I can use the texture color here and say bind, because the texture is on the graphic card, and binding this way, the OS sphere will use the texture to display. So if I run this guy, I will increase the size of the sphere to 250, for example. And if I run the code again, yes, look good. Compiling, succeed, deploying, okay. Sorry, I forgot to remove this guy. Yeah. Okay. Starting, deploy, succeed. Let's see this guy. Okay, you see on the sphere, I projected the video where it is. It is okay. You see on the video on the sphere, I can play with the texture. So right now it's a traditional OF texture, just with the video rendering. The next step, I will use a project I already created for you today, and it's Kinect V2 first. Okay. Let's try if it's running correctly. And I will increase the font. Okay, look good. Okay, in this case, I just display exactly the same code, but in all the screen rendering. I use all the screen rendering. Oh, no. Shh. I click too much. Okay, sorry about that. Okay, here we are. So I use a GitHub repo on my machine, and you see here I have several tests. So right now we just use the color, and in the second step, I will use the def information. So I will say git checkout, but not the final, but the def. Oops. Okay. Here I say, oh, you change the source code. Yes, I change it. So it's exactly the same code at the beginning. And we have several decoration here, the Kinect sensor we already use, the color frame reader we already use. Introduce a new one, the def frame reader, a def reader here. And there is the data for the color. Here the description for the def. Here the image. And I introduce new concept about the ratio, because the def image is smaller than the color image, so we have to resume and we resize it. I separate the code in two methods, update color and update frame. And there is other test here. Okay, so let's go to see this guy. On the setup, I do the sensor stuff. I do the def reader here, and on the sensor, I open the reader exactly the same way I, I did for the color, but this time for the depth. On the depth, I can have the frame description, color source frame description, allocation for the color, I already did, and I do the same for the frame. So I ask for the frame description on the depth frame source, and I store it. And image depth, I allocate with the width, the height, and the format. In this case of depth information, it's a grayscale image format you have to use. In fact, I'm going to see the depth information, but in the real program, you don't see the depth information. You use just the depth information in your code. So I try to have my ratio. On each update here, I introduce the mode here. When I push the space bar, I change the mode. When the mode is zero, I display the color. When the mode is one, I just display the depth information. So let's see this guy. Update frame, you don't want to see. Okay, there it is. Because I think I need to build that. Okay, on the update depth frame method, I use the depth reader to get the last frame. It's exactly the same pattern that for the color. If my frame is not new, I will test what is the minimum depth and the maximum depth to have a linear gradient, and I will use that to create some gray nuances. I need to have here a pointer on my buffer, so I declare an interface buffer, and I use the lock image buffer to have this pointer. I use here a method getPointer to pixel data from this buffer pointer. This method is declared as a static one. It's pretty useful one, very generic one, from a pointer buffer here on an interface. I just return a pointer of byte. Okay, you can download this code, of course, from the GitHub repo I mentioned earlier. Okay, where I am, update frame. Yes, get pointer data. With this pointer, I can now use and declare the size with an 8. And I can iterate on the frame with a hex here. And I will, for each pixel, calculate here, depending on the max depths and the mid depths, with the modulo to 256 or zero, and I calculate this intensity, and I apply this intensity on my color here, red, green, and blue. So right now, in my image depth, and image depth, it's an open framework image, I set a color. At this position, at the position of X and Y, the color I just calculated, and I iterate for all the pixel in the image. I just ask to update the image, and now I can go on my draw. Where is the draw? Yeah, it is. On the draw, I test if the sensor is available. If the mode is zero, I just draw the color. If the mode is one, I just draw the image depth, and I draw on the position 0, 0, and I apply a zoom factor to have the full screen occupied by the depth images. Let's run this guy. Okay, so right now I have the color. If I press space bar, just wait for the Kinect come back. My dispositif is not so stable today. theoretically, it's working. Yes. Let's start again. Deploy start. Okay, here we are. If I put a push on the spacebar, I have the diff information, and as you can see, you have some a gradient color between white to black, depending on the diff. I don't know why my Kinect is not working in the remote connection, but we can continue. Okay, for the diff information. The next step is to use now the body information. So I will check out to the body. Okay. Yes, it's down. Back to my source code. And just have some command here. Introduce new variable here. Where are they? Yeah, it is. I need some positioning of the left and right end, and the position for the head itself. And I need new reader. It's named a body reader. I need to coordinate mapper between the color and the body reader. Introduce a vector of Kinect body. It's a body array because you have several parts on the body. And that's it. Let's see what happened in the different method. Of course, we start with a sensor, depth frame, color frame, and now body frame source. And I open this reader. The frame description for the color, it's okay. For color and depth, it's okay. And now for the body. For the body array, locate a collection of, it's a vector, the vector Kinect body. And I ask here the body count. You can have up to 6, if I remember well, body at the same time with the Kinect V2 sensor. And I initialize the coordinate mapper, sensor coordinate mapper. Pretty easy, sorry. On the update method, depending on what we are going to do, but we introduce a new mode. It's a mode number 2. Update the body frame color. Let's see this guy. Okay. So I asked for the last frame, but the body frame. If the body frame is not null, I can get and refresh body data, and I give my array. And for each body in the array, I ask if the body is tracked by the sensor. And in this case, if okay, I create a new collection, a collection of joint here, and I ask for the joints of my body. And for each joint, I can test. In my example here, I'm interested only on the ends and the head. So I test if the joint tip hits the right end, I will do something, left end and head. If I test for the right end, I need to have several position, like the position of the camera space, and I use this position to calculate precisely the color space point. Okay, and I fed that to my variable right hand and on X and right hand Y. I do the same thing for the left hand. Okay, the same thing for the head, and I ask for the head here, and I store the position here on my two variable, id x and id y. And after that, I can test other interesting things, like the position of position of fingers, position of the thumb. I can test other thing like if my hand is open, if my hand is closed, if my hand at the lasso position, and I tell that only on the left hand, and I do with that only if the traffic confidence is high. So my Kinect is sure is my left hand is open, and is sure is my left hand is closed, and blah blah blah. I will use that in the draw method now, that I have all the positioning in my draw method. Where is the draw method? Let's see. There you go. Okay, so I test if my sensor is available. Depending on the mode, I draw the color, I draw the depth, and now I introduce the new mode about the body. And I will draw some circle, and I'm drawing a joke here with the one. And I draw the circle of the two ends, circle for the head, circle for the two ends, where, and I play with the color, depending if I see an open left hand or a closed right hand. Left one. Oh, sorry. Okay, let's start and see what happens. I hope this one, the Kinect, will be okay. Okay, here we are. So I use. Okay, in this case, you see. My Kinect is not working correctly, but in this image, you can see here, it detects my left hand open, so the circle is green. It detects my head, and I make a message, oh, you look good. And it detects here my left hand, and it detects my thumb and my the other finger here, and I put two teeny circle blue one. I will try another time, this guy. The remote connection is not the ideal situation because the Kinect V2 sensor use a large, very large bandwidth because display a lot of data. Okay, try again. Ah, no. Exactly the same problem, but I think you get the main gesture, and of course I can use that in different modes. Let's try in debug mode to see if it's better or not. Just before starting the recording session, of course it was working. It's a Murphy law, but deploy started. With a bit of change. I do exactly the same on the depth image information. Let's go for that. Yeah, okay. But it's exactly the same kind of thing. My message look good is not at the right place, but I detect the head, I detect the hand, and I play with the picture. Okay. Yes, I won't break and stop debugging. Okay, that's almost what I want to share with you today. Playing with the Kinect V2 sensor, with the color information, with the depth information, and with now the body information. I'm not on the good project, sorry. The project, it's closed. So again, you need to have several bits installed, the Kinect V2 SDK, the open framework, and all the code I use and created today, it's on this repo, MS OpenTech OF Kinect Demo. Enjoy enjoy your coding session with the Kinect V2 sensor and Open Framework, and share your results or your experiment with us. See you soon.